What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from a remote location. I have one question. Again, I may have posed this question before, but it keeps coming up. If I wear the same clothes every day, over and over, just to be wearing the same clothes every day, over and over, does that mean that I wear the same clothes every day, over and over? I'm not really doing it because I'm doing it. I'm doing it just to be doing it. See what I mean? If I'm simulating behavior, technically, I am wearing the same clothes every day. But if I'm doing it just so I can say that I'm doing it, I wanted to get a picture of that Youngstown. Everything that says Youngstown on it, I want to get a picture of. It was a Youngstown tattoo. It wasn't there when I was growing up, but I think the building was. And it was probably a building that I may or may not have frequented. I think it might have been Stanwell Thompson's there. I'm not sure, on that corner. Because I know Stanwell Thompson's, you can get through. You can go down, I think you can go down Indianola, one of those streets, and go up through the back. You can also get through to the front. Years ago, nostalgia. I'm into nostalgia. Anything, and we just walked past JA, Junior Achievement. It's one of them buildings. I'm trying to see if I can, yeah, it's that one right there, the one right next to that big green with the little green one. Junior Achievement was there. I mean, seriously, if I'm doing it just so I can say I'm doing it, am I really doing it? I mean, really? Really? Or am I imitating that I do it? $10 holla. Y'all got $10 holla? We got $10 holla. Ooh. Nostalgia signs. Nostalgia gas stations. I'm in love with it all. And yesterday I made a comment that I may love the things that I don't like more than the things I do. What kind of life you think I got? If I look at things that way, they'll probably say, well, number one, the things in your life that you don't like obviously aren't significant enough to affect you detrimentally to a point that where you would not like them. Did I say that right or wrong? There ain't no right or wrong. You just said that. Now, come on. Stay with us, Mitchell. There's no right or wrong. The things I don't know is probably the stuff I love the most. And not necessarily mystery-wise, but just the discovering. And the questions that make me want to think that I can't figure out, that's what it might be. I may love the things I can't figure out the most. Once I got it figured out, move on. Pack it in the memory. Clear that RAM up for something else. Put it on the hard drive. The hard drive in my head. And walking down here, today's Friday. I walked this way on purpose because this could be the last. I love the trees. Damn, I love the trees. Every time I see the green in the trees, I just want to take pictures of them the whole time. And this is the kind of tree we had in our yard right there, or in our area. yummy work up there. Should call her. Tell her to look out the window. Who else I'm telling Yami's business? Maybe they got a warrant out for Yami. I'm just putting her business in the street. Okay, she don't work there. I made a mistake. It was another corner. It was another Dewey and Market. Because you know, I always get my Deweys confused. Even though I grew up on this damn street 20 years of my life. And not only that, walked up and down this street to get to work. I mean, to get to school. My school was down that way. So I walked up and down that street all my life, and I'm not familiar with it. I've been gone for 30 years. I've been gone longer than I lived here. As I was saying, the reason that I intentionally walked down the street, because when I shut down my computer tonight after work, technically, I shouldn't have to cut it on again until I work in California. I don't know what that's about. I doubt if it's KKK though. At least I hope not. At least I hope they can spell it right. And you're probably saying, you probably wish it was the KKK. Part of me does. Not that I support the KKK. I may be a fan of conflict. Not conflict. I may be a fan of confrontation or conflict. Whichever one that is nonviolent. Whichever one that provokes discussion. Whichever one that productive reasoning or understanding can come from. Because you have to have two sides come together one way or other. And it's probably going to be ugly at first, if not all the way through. Because we're going to have to. We don't got to do nothing. But it would be nice. And I see it happening, actually. I see it happening. Because I like to think that social media, when first social media came out, we had to get used to hearing other people's opinions. We weren't used to that. It's not that, you know, well, number one, there's like manners and polite to where you just don't, you know, make certain comments about certain people. You just keep them to yourself, blah, blah, blah. And that was before social media. So now social media came out, and I think that kind of gave people a means of expressing themselves that they never had before. Not just on the platform, but behind a virtual, well, in a virtual environment where they're protected and they're hidden. Whoa, see, that was a thing. That was a thing. Another groundhog. I can tell by the way that thing, it wasn't no bird. That thing was too big to be a bird. You got more legacy buildings. Restoration over here. Don't turn it into a park. But lost my train of thought. Oh, because so we had to get used to hearing other people's opinions. And social media came along. And not only could we voice our opinion on a platform so other people could hear it, we can address it directly to people. So now all of a sudden, bands and musicians and actresses are hearing directly from fans that the opinions are put out there. So we had to get used to hearing other people's opinions. And that takes time. I think that took some time. Because there was a lot of none of your business and this and that. People were trying to sort out, trying to make real life interaction in relationships, friendships, or whatever, real life, the same as on social media. But no, as soon as people find out, if they're saying stuff anonymously, or they can say stuff anonymously, or there's somebody that can't come and kick their ass, that'll open it up. And we had to get used to hearing all kinds of opinions. And that took probably a few years. And then, or maybe before that, regular people start getting on. Like my mother and father got on AOL. And so now all of a sudden they're exposed to it. You know, they're older generation. They really, you know, had to learn the whole computer thing. And then I had to learn how today it's the wild, wild west of opinions. So you got that part too. And so now, hopefully, we're getting to a point, not hopefully, or whateverly. I'm going to start saying whateverly. That's what I'm going to start saying. I'm going to call it whateverly. Whateverly is going to happen. We may whateverly learn to have conversation about emotional topics without exploding. Yep. Out here walking. I think I done already walked my forward distance. See these are kind of, you can see those leaves. Those are the kind of leaves. I don't know if they're maple. I'm not sure what they are, but those are the kind of leaves I really remember growing up back here that you don't see in California, I don't think. You might, I don't know. So hopefully we'll learn how to dialogue and discuss things amongst ourselves with less of an emotional reaction. I can't stop shooting the green. It's just so, the green in the trees. And the architecture, the big old brick school building. They tore my elementary school down. My parochial school. St. Patrick's is still over there. Here's the library. I used to ride my bike to get my books. Trees, houses, architecture, sidewalk. I was walking down the street, leaving, and they're looked like they're replacing the lines from the city, replacing the lines to the house that the city property owns, the water line to your house. They're replacing that on a bunch of streets and stuff. So I'm just gonna turn around here because I don't even gotta check the time. I just know. I don't even got to check the time. Oh, I should have crossed the street. I should have crossed the street and walked up the other side. Still ain't too late. I should have crossed the street because the light turned red and I could have crossed the street right then and there. Yeah, people be looking at me doing my stick thing. Back here, people kind of, it's not even stay in their lane. It's more like stay in their box. You really don't want to be on a lot of people don't want to be on the. There may be some people. A lot of people don't want to be on the radar back here because the overall feeling back here is that it's dangerous. And it just might be. And I think that's because so many limited resources to share that people are fighting over not limit, fighting over the limited resources. Yeah. So, and my son said it too. I said it before. You come back here, you be all happy and exuberant and outgoing. That can offend somebody, because I can understand why a lot of people back here may or may not be happy with the limited resources, limited opportunities. And then when they see somebody come back who's happy, exuberant, open, bright. I remember one time at my son's graduation, or my daughter's graduation. I think it was my son's graduation. My friend Tony Singer, that I grew up with, I ran into him after the graduation. And I immediately recognized that his personality was not, hadn't been back here. You could just tell. It was bright, it was open. It was like, hey, you know, just free, carefree, open, unapprehensive. And we both, and I was able to take mine up there. We was like, hey man, what's up? Yeah, you know, just be open and maybe kind of loud and just expressive without fear. And it may not be fear, it just may be the culture. Like the Dane's daughter said, we were talking about the food back there. Because I went to a place that had traditional food, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't spiced. There was no flavor. And if you stop and think about it, you know, that's okay, that's cool. You can almost can explain that. You know, certain people, certain culture. And she said, hey, we're not a spicy people. And I was like, damn, that was very well put. That's gonna stick in my head for a long time, because it reaffirms something that I've always thought about certain things and certain people and certain cultures. But to have a person of that culture actually recognize and say it, it was real reaffirmation. So, you know, it's like you go to a more conservative rule or whatever, basic, I don't want to use the word simple. You know, people aren't as expressive. It's not, life isn't bedazzled. It's just work, drink, family, God, country, car, football team, lawns, and their lawn, keeping their lawn together. Wonder how this is gonna look with me bouncing around so much when I zoom. See, this used to be all businesses and stuff. All this used to be businesses. And now they return it to nature. You see how beautiful it's going to be or can be? Once they get things cleared out. And I made the comment, I'm not even sure if it's true or not, that you can't put them in housing projects no more. You can't put them in housing projects no more, so you just got to wait for them to die out. To reclaim that property and that land. Most of them are renters though. So, you know how that goes. If you move into a neighborhood with mostly rental property, you know how that's gonna go. And that kind of became evident to me recently. I heard somebody make that comment on a YouTube post or something, that yeah, renters come in and they don't have the same ethic for the property. Just somebody, whoa. They don't have the same ethic for the property that somebody who's invested in the property has. And they tear it up. Somebody who paying a mortgage and planning to stay there for a long time, is going to do stuff to maintain the property on a long-term basis. And we'll even invest in it. This guy completely turned around and looked to see what I was doing. Yeah, see, a lot of people around here. And yesterday I took a picture. Some dude was, "Hey, did you take a picture of my house?" Young black dude. And I was like, "Oh, God, I ain't for this." And it kind of threw me. It kind of got me. That I was reminded that I need to worry about that back here. That's a real thing. "Hey, you think of me, smile?" And then I got to go over there and explain. Podcast, photography, architecture. And I may be stereotyping, but it was easy for me to see how somebody in his quote-unquote demographic may not even understand what that is or what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's a different thing back here. If I was in California doing this, it wouldn't be no problem. Well, you know, people look, but they wouldn't kind of like stare and stuff, you know. Here, people avoid eye contact a lot when I'm walking. I guess I can't blame them. And that little incident, and I was just like kind of walking by. I was like across the street. In fact, I was across a double street. I was like on the other side of Southern, which is like four lanes, two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way, and a median. And I just kind of shot the whole row of architecture. Like, "You take a picture of my house? Why didn't you take a picture of other people's house?" And I'm like, I just kept walking. When in Rome, people, whether you think it's right or wrong, when in Rome. So, that's that. You just kind of turned down, and I did that before, but when I saw Tony Singer there, he's just so bright, his eyes, the smile, just, "Hey," you know, he's, "Hey, dude." It was clear that we wasn't from here, no longer. And I definitely, in the past, have turned down my personality when I came here, no doubt. No doubt about it. One time I was leaving, going home, and I was excited to Cleveland Airport. And I was a little turned up, you know, dancing, having fun, talking to myself, just, you know. They pulled me over. I missed my flight. And I was like, "I should have known." It's like, lesson learned, now I know. And she was like, "Well, you ready to get out of here?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here. I said, I'm from Los Angeles." You know, this kind of behavior is normal. I don't know why you pulled me out. But, you know, I was kind of upset because I was more worried about missing my flight. And they tried to go through some kind of, you know, I suffered through the procedural things that they went through. They got me on another flight and I made it. But, you know, one time I was at the mall and I might have been going too far. And I laid down on one of those benches. He told me to get up. Don't be laying down. And I thought, you know, this, like yesterday at the Mega Fest Music, I went down to see some people and I was standing on the, like the barrier. She was like, "Yeah, get down from there." That's me. You know, I'm gonna try it. That's where I come from. That's the part I'm in. I'm gonna try it. Say, hey, what's that for? You know, when I may or may not know that, you know, you ain't supposed to do that. You know, you ain't supposed to do that. Stop it. You know? You know you ain't supposed to be. Sinuses trying to do stuff. Not bad though. I sleep with the window open. And we cut the air off at night, but I get up and cut it on in the morning. Then I get back in bed. Cause I'm sleeping till 12. I'm still on California time. So we'll see how that goes. Glad life's red. I'm tired. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For the funk, for me. For me and the funk. For every elementary particle or atom that existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, y'all. Every little single bit of it plays a part. It's the theory of universe and hypothesis of all as one. I'm out.